Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Utica Phoenix Deep Dive, produced by the one and only David Laguerre.
So today, we are going to be diving into a story that has got everyone talking.
Elon Musk is shaking up the federal workforce, and we have got a whole stack of articles and reports, even some firsthand accounts that paint like a really wild picture of what's going on.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating how this whole situation is really throwing a spotlight on this tension that exists between efficiency and process in government.
It's true. And it all started with an email over the weekend. Elon Musk, who of course is heading up President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, sent out an email to all federal employees demanding they list 5 accomplishments from the previous week.
Wow.
And the kicker is, he warned that if they didn't respond, it would be considered a resignation.
That's a pretty bold move. It definitely reflects, you know, his management style, which is to prioritize results and speed.
To say the least. And then President Trump himself jumped in, publicly supporting Musk, calling the email ingenious, and even repeating that semi-fired or fired.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So now it's like, you've got the president's voice, adding a whole other layer of complexity to this. It's not just like a directive from some, you know, appointed official. It's got the weight of the president.
Exactly. And then, to make things even crazier, Trump claimed that Musk's department uncovered hundreds of billions of dollars in fraud, even hinting at non-existent employees on the payroll. But here's the thing. He didn't offer any evidence to back these claims up.
So that lack of transparency is a little concerning. It makes you wonder, you know, how valid are these claims? What impact is this going to have on, you know, public perception of federal workers?
Absolutely. Now, imagine you're a federal employee and you get this email, and to add to the confusion, the Office of Personnel Management, which is essentially like the HR for the government, sends out a message saying that responding to Musk's email is voluntary and won't be considered a resignation.
Talk about mixed signals. I mean, what are federal employees supposed to do? Who are they supposed to listen to? What are the real consequences here?
It's a mess. It gets even more complicated when we look at how different agencies reacted. Some, like Treasury, GSA, Transportation, OMB, told their employees to follow Musk's directive.
Okay.
But others, like State Defense Energy, Homeland Security, and even Justice, told their staff to ignore it.
So you have like open dissent within Trump's administration, which is really unusual for him, especially considering his history of demanding loyalty from his cabinet.
I know. So you have like the Department of Energy telling employees to pause any response to the email, while the State Department emphasized that employees weren't obligated to report their activities outside their regular chain of command.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, you have the Treasury Department explicitly telling its employees to respond by the deadline, even saying that compliance will not be difficult or time-consuming.
The government is speaking in different languages here.
I know, it's crazy. And this isn't just a theoretical debate either. This confusion has real-world consequences. Unions and advocacy groups have filed a lawsuit arguing that Musk's demand violates federal workforce laws, and that the OPM doesn't have the authority to make such a demand. They even called it one of the most massive employment frauds in the history of this country.
Wow.
Because of the potential for mass firings based on an email.
Yeah, that's a pretty serious accusation.
The White House, of course, is defending the legality of Musk's actions, claiming that employees could easily provide a quick summary of their work, like in the private sector.
This brings up a really interesting question, though, about, you know, the differences between public and private sector work. Can you really apply the same metrics and expectations to both? I mean, think about it. Government work often involves these complex long-term projects that can be really difficult to summarize in a simple list of accomplishments.
That's a great point. I mean,
and then you've got considerations like national security and confidentiality that don't really apply in the same way to the private sector.
Yeah, you're right. It's not like you can just tweet out like, successfully launched a top secret mission, details classified.
Exactly.
But all this back and forth has created a really chaotic environment for federal employees.
Oh, I can imagine. The stress and the anxiety must be unbelievable.
I know. So think about it. You're a federal employee. Your direct supervisor tells you one thing. Then you get an email from the president's guy, backed by the president himself, saying something completely different. It's enough to make anyone's head spin.
Yeah, it's like being caught in a tug of war between two titans. And you're the rope.
I love that analogy. We've even seen reports of employees considering acts of rebellion, listing menial tasks as accomplishments, even jokingly reporting that they fired colleagues.
It's almost like a sign of the level of frustration and uncertainty that people are feeling.
It is, and others are worried about accidentally revealing classified information or violating procedures in their scramble to comply. With this email,
it really highlights, you know, the potential consequences of these kinds of sweeping directives that just don't seem to fully consider, like, the nuances of government work.
Yeah, it's like, this whole thing has really got me thinking about the role of technology in government. Musk, obviously, with his tech background, is a big proponent of using technology to improve efficiency.
And technology can definitely play, like, a transformative role. But it's important to remember it's a tool. It can be used for good or for ill.
Yeah.
And its effectiveness depends entirely on how it's implemented and who's controlling it.
This email blast is a perfect example. It's a fast and efficient way to communicate. But it also backfired spectacularly by creating confusion and anxiety.
It shows that, you know, sometimes the simplest solutions aren't always the best. And even in our, you know, tech-obsessed world, the human element can't be ignored.
You know, it makes you wonder if even a tech genius like Musk can't seamlessly integrate technology into government. What does that say about the challenges ahead? Maybe it's not as simple as just throwing an app at the problem.
Exactly. It takes careful planning and collaboration and a deep understanding of the systems and people involved.
And it also raises questions about the balance of power when individuals with strong personalities and unconventional approaches are placed in positions of authority.
The whole Musk-Trump dynamic is so fascinating, too.
Oh, no. They both have this outsider image and a reputation for disrupting norms.
And they seem to share this drive to push boundaries and challenge conventional wisdom, which can be exciting.
Yeah.
And innovative, but it can also be reckless and lead to unintended consequences.
It definitely creates an unpredictable environment, that's for sure. And you can see how that might be appealing to some people, the idea of shaking things up, disrupting the status quo. But it also creates a lot of uncertainty and anxiety, especially for the people who are actually working within the system.
It's like watching a high-stakes experiment play out in real time. And the stakes are people's livelihoods, their careers, the effectiveness of the government itself.
And this whole situation brings up some really important questions about how democracies work. We tend to think of power as residing in elected officials. But we see here how appointed officials like Musk can wield significant power as well.
And we also see the role of legal challenges and public opinion in shaping policy. It's a complex ecosystem with a lot of moving parts.
It really does. And it highlights how important transparency and accountability are for maintaining public trust in the system. Because when you have conflicting messages coming from different parts of the government, and accusations are made without evidence, it's easy for people to lose faith in the whole thing.
And that's dangerous for a democracy. It creates this vacuum where cynicism and distrust can flourish. And that makes it harder to address the very real challenges our country faces.
So what does all of this mean for the future of the federal workforce?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Will Musk's efforts lead to a more efficient and effective government? Or will they backfire and result in a demoralized and depleted workforce?
I don't know. It's hard to say for sure. It's like a giant experiment playing out in real time. And we're all part of it, whether we like it or not.
The outcome will depend on a lot of factors, including how these legal challenges play out, how federal employees respond, and how this administration chooses to navigate these choppy waters.
And it's a reminder that even in a democracy, change doesn't always happen in a neat and orderly way. It can be messy, unpredictable, and full of unintended consequences.
And it's a reminder that we all have a role to play in shaping the future of our government, whether we're federal employees, concerned citizens, or simply people who rely on the services provided by the government. We all have a stake in this conversation.
So what can we do? It's easy to feel overwhelmed and powerless in the face of these big systemic issues.
I think the first step is to just stay informed, read different perspectives, listen to different voices, try to understand the nuances of the situation. Don't just retreat into your echo chamber. Surround yourself with people who agree with you. Challenge your own assumptions. Be willing to learn and grow.
And then, once you've got a better understanding of the issues, engage. Talk to your friends and family, contact your elected officials, join advocacy groups, whatever feels right for you.
Exactly, because democracy isn't a spectator sport. It requires active participation from all of us. And even small actions can make a difference. It's about raising awareness, holding our leaders accountable, and working together to create a government that truly serves the needs of its people.
Well, this has been quite a deep dive.
It has.
We've covered a lot of ground from a single email to the future of democracy itself.
Yeah,
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed, but also a bit hopeful.
I agree. It's a complex and challenging situation, but it's also an opportunity for us to have this national conversation about the role of government, the value of public service, and what we want our democracy to look like.
So to our listeners out there, we leave you with this. Stay curious, stay engaged, and don't be afraid to make your voice heard, because the future of our country depends on it.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll be back soon with another fascinating story. Until then, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep striving to make the world a better place.
Yeah, and you know, government work often involves these complex long-term projects.
Right.
That can be really difficult to summarize in a simple list of accomplishments.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you've got considerations like national security and confidentiality.
Right.
That don't really apply in the same way to the private sector.
You're right. It's not like you can just tweet out, successfully launched a top secret mission, details classified.
Exactly. But all of this back and forth has created a really chaotic environment for federal employees.
Oh, I can imagine.
I mean, the stress and the anxiety must be unbelievable.
I know.
Think about it. You're a federal employee. Your direct supervisor tells you one thing. Then you get an email from the president's guy.
Yeah.
Backed by the president himself. Saying something completely different.
Right.
It's enough to make anyone's head spin.
It's like being caught in a tug of war between two titans, and you're the rope.
I love that. We've even seen reports of employees considering acts of rebellion, listing menial tasks as accomplishments, even jokingly reporting that they fired colleagues.
It's almost like a sign of the level of frustration and uncertainty that people are feeling.
It is, and others are worried about accidentally revealing classified information or violating procedures in their scramble to comply with this email.
Yeah, it really highlights the potential consequences of these kinds of sweeping directives that don't seem to fully consider the nuances of government work.
It's true. This whole thing has really got me thinking about the role of technology in government. Musk, obviously, with his tech background, is a big proponent of using technology to improve efficiency.
And technology can definitely play like a transformative role. But it's important to remember that it's a tool.
Right.
It can be used for good or for ill. And its effectiveness depends entirely on how it's implemented and who's controlling it.
This email blast is a perfect example. It was a fast and efficient way to communicate, but it also backfired spectacularly by creating confusion and anxiety.
It shows that sometimes the simplest solutions aren't always the best. And even in our, you know, tech-obsessed world, the human element can't be ignored.
It makes you wonder if even a tech genius like Musk can't seamlessly integrate technology into government. What does that say about the challenges ahead?
Right.
Maybe it's not as simple as just throwing an app at the problem.
Exactly. It takes careful planning and collaboration, a deep understanding of the systems and people involved.
And it also raises questions about the balance of power when individuals with strong personalities and unconventional approaches are placed in positions of authority.
The whole Musk-Trump dynamic is fascinating, too. They both have this outsider image and a reputation for disrupting norms.
And they seem to share this drive to
push boundaries and challenge conventional wisdom, which can be exciting and innovative, but it can also be reckless and lead to unintended consequences.
It definitely creates an unpredictable environment, that's for sure. And you can see how that might be appealing to some people. The idea of shaking things up, disrupting the status quo.
Right.
But it also creates a lot of uncertainty and anxiety.
Yeah.
Especially for the people who are actually working within the system.
It's like watching a high-stakes experiment play out in real time. And the stakes are people's livelihoods, their careers, and the effectiveness of the government itself.
And this whole situation brings up some really important questions about how democracies work. We tend to think of power as residing in elected officials. But we see here how appointed officials like Musk can wield significant power as well.
Right. And we also see the role of legal challenges and public opinion in shaping policy. It's a very complex ecosystem with a lot of moving parts.
It really is.
And it highlights how important transparency and accountability are for maintaining public trust in the system.
Because when you have conflicting messages coming from different parts of the government and accusations are made without evidence, it's easy for people to lose faith in the whole thing.
And that's really dangerous for a democracy. It creates this vacuum where cynicism and distrust can flourish. And that makes it harder to address the very real challenges that our country faces.
So what does all this mean for the future of the federal workforce?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Will Musk's efforts lead to a more efficient and effective government? Or will they backfire? and result in a demoralized and depleted workforce?
It's really hard to say for sure. It's like this giant experiment is playing out in real time, and we're all a part of it, whether we like it or not.
It's true.
The outcome is going to depend on a lot of factors, including how these legal challenges play out, how federal employees respond, and how this administration chooses to navigate these choppy waters.
It's a reminder that even in a democracy, change doesn't always happen in a neat and orderly way. It can be messy, unpredictable, and full of unintended consequences.
And it's a reminder that we all have a role to play in shaping the future of our government, whether we're federal employees, concerned citizens, or simply people who rely on the services provided by the government. We all have a stake in this conversation.
So what can we do? It's easy to feel so overwhelmed and powerless in the face of these big systemic issues.
Yeah, I think the first step is to stay informed. Read different perspectives, listen to different voices, try to understand the nuances of the situation. Don't just retreat into your echo chamber and surround yourself with people who agree with you. Challenge your own assumptions. Be willing to learn and grow.
And then once you've got a better understanding of the issues, engage. Talk to your friends and family. Mm-hmm. Contact your elected officials. Join advocacy groups, whatever feels right for you.
Exactly, because democracy isn't a spectator sport. It requires active participation from all of us. And even small actions can make a difference. It's about raising awareness, holding our leaders accountable, and working together to create a government that truly serves the needs of its people.
Well, this has been quite a deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground, from a single email to the future of democracy itself. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed. But also a bit hopeful.
Yeah, I agree. It's a complex and challenging situation, but it's also an opportunity for us to have this national conversation about the role of government, the value of public service, and what we want our democracy to look like.
So to our listeners out there, we leave you with this: stay curious, stay engaged, and don't be afraid to make your voice heard, because the future of our country depends on it.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll be back soon with another fascinating story. Until then, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep striving to make the world a better place.